Mesechtas Kedushin Daf Beis, we begin a new Mesechta, a new Perek, and a new Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Ha'isha Niknas B'Shalish Drachim, V'Koynes Atma B'Shtrei Drachim. A woman is acquired by a husband in three different ways, and she acquires herself in two different ways, and as Rashi says, V'Koynes Atma Liyas B'Shusa, that she'll now be back in her own Rishus, Li Nasila Acher, and she'll be able to go and get married to someone else. And the Gemara will ask, why the Mishnah use a Lashon of Kinyan and not a Lashon of Kedushin? But L'maisa, a woman is acquired by her husband, and at that point, all the dinim of marriage will apply, aside for some dinim that only apply once they have nesuyin. And at that point, she becomes a full-fledged eis hashish. And if someone is mezana with her, they would be chayav misa. And certainly, as we know, that a woman is not connected to her husband as a kinyan guf. And the mefarshim explained that over here, when the Mishnah says the lashon kinyan, it refers to a kinyan iser. And the Mishnah continues, niknis bekesef b'shtar v'biyah. Her husband can acquire her through the use of kesef, through shtar or through biyah. And the Mishnah explains bekesef b'sham eimim b'dinim. When a husband uses kesef, then he has to give her a dina or a shavadina. Beisil says, beputa v'sharaputa, in order for a husband to acquire her, all he has to give her is a puta or a sharaputa. And as Taisus brings down, that the Mishnah Masechtas Idias tells us that this is one of the kulei beis shamai and the chumrei beis hillel. And the Mishnah continues, v'kamei puta, and how much is a puta? And the Mishnah tells us, echa mishmoina b'isei talki, that a puta which is made out of copper has to have the value of 1/8 of a silver Italian iser. And Taisus Niva Maskel, the Kami Pruta asked the Lachari, why didn't the Mishnah also explain Kamu Udina? And Taisus answers two Terutzim, either because they knew how much the value of a dina was, as we know it's Echod Michoftal Bedinu Shalzov, as the Gemara says in Mesechtas Bar Metzia, but the Negev Pruta, as we will see on Dafyud Beis Manal, is actually Machlekis, as the Zimna Zagli, the Zimna Diakri. And in addition, Taisus says, V'oi, the Divri Beis Sil, the Kaimel and Kavase, Ibay Lele Fushay Tvei, that since we Paschal and Beis Sil, therefore the Mishnah wants to explain the words of Beis Sil, and doesn't necessarily have to explain the words of Beis Shammai in such great detail. And Taisus also says, Echad miches b'isa k'shisarim k'dinam. This is only when the iser is in their proper value, avak k'shisarim mizalzim. However, when the iser fluctuates, then echad mishisha, then the value of the puta would be 1/6, as the Gemara will say on Dafyud Beizim and Aleph. And also, Ayin Taisus, Diva Maskel, b'puta v'shar puta, where Taisus first points out that the Mishnah Mesechtas Bar Metzia points out, Chamisha puta saying, and one of them is, v'isha miskadeshas b'shar puta, and over there it doesn't say, b'puta v'shar puta. And Taisus says, v'yish loimah, mishun tanakan b'kesef. Since in our Mishnah, the Mishnah was discussing that a husband can be Mekadosh his wife by using Kesef, therefore the Mishnah continues and explains what type of Kesef, and it says, a Kedina according to Beis Shammai and a Puta according to Beis Hillel, and of course that is the main point of the Mishnah, and then Taisus continues, L'fish and Tal Leima Kesef Dafka V'Leisha V'Kesef, in order that one does not make a mistake and think that B'Degei Kedushin is a special din, they can only use Kesef and not Shav Kesef, and as we will see, Kedial of Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim Dichsib Kesef, that the way that we understand that you could use Kesef B'degei Kedushin is from a limud from Stei Ephraim, and over there it says specifically Kesef, Mefarash Shav Kesef, and that's why our Mishnah continues and says that not only can you use a Dina or a Puta, you can use a Shav Dina or a Shav Puta. And Taisus then continues and asks that Lachira, as we see in the Gemara and Tazayin and Aleph, the Gemara will ask B'degei and Eved Ivri, that's Niknas B'Kesef, that how do we know that Shav Kesef is K'Kesef, and the Gemara will bring a Pasuk of Yashiv, Lurab B'Shav Kesef K'Kesef. So Lachira, how do we know B'degei Kedushin that there's a Din of Shav Kesef is K'Kesef? And ultimately, Taisus says, "V'yishleima diafina me'eved ivri," that we learned this halacha from an eved ivri, and just like b'negeya eved ivri, where it says Yashiv l'rabbi shav kesef k'kesef, therefore b'negeya kedushin, the same thing is true that shav kesef is k'kesef. And before we continue, let's just see Rashi b'negeya kesef v'shtar, and Rashi says mifarsh b'braisa b'gemara. The Gemara will explain in daf heyam beis neisla kesef v'shav kesef, that Reuven gives to Rachel kesef v'shav kesef v'oymul, and at that point he says to her, "Harei mukudesh esli," that is the way to be mekadesh your wife with kesef. And Rashi continues. That Reuven writes on a piece of paper, and even if that piece of paper, that parchment is not worth a sharaputa, and that would be a valid way to be Makadosh your wife with a shtar. And Rashi doesn't say that at the time that he gives the shtar to his wife, that he has to say, and the Mefarshim discussed this point. And Rashi continues, in order to be Makadosh Rachel using Bia, he would have a relationship with her, and he would say at that point, and the Mishnah continues, the Koinis Atzma, that Rachel is Koin herself back from her husband. At this point, she could go and get married to anyone else, either by a husband delivering to her a get, which says, Hariat Mutaris al Chol Adam, or Vemisa Baal, if her husband dies, she also acquires her rights back. She is now Mutter to go and get married to someone else. And the Mishnah continues, Hayivam and Niknas Bibia, if Reuven was married to Rachel and they didn't have children and Reuven died, then the Torah tells us that Rachel can't just get married at this point, and she becomes a Shemer Zavam, and one of Reuven's brothers has to either do Yibam or full chalitza with her. So at this point, if Shimon wants to be clean her and wants to marry her, midoraisa, he would not be able to use kesev ushtar, and the only way he could acquire her is through bia. And as Rashi says, bia liyas kishlul chol dover. At that point, if he does bia with Rachel, then she would be his wife for all dinim. Shimbola gasha achakin aim the tzuchim men chalitza elaget. As at that point, if he wants to divorce her, he would not be able to do chalitza with her, and he would have to give her val get. And Rashi tells us, as we learned in Masechtas Yevamos, avashtar v'kesef aim meilim v'minatayra, that if Shimon tried to acquire her through shtar kesef, it would not work midraisa el midrabbanan. But midrabbanan does work. The tikkun of the mahani b'maima, because rabbanan misakin that maima works. Kedamim v'yevamos, aval in a goyim b'aliyas yerusha mitamilov v'loy lepetru minachlitza el lepesel al sharachiv. Maima really doesn't have any effect on the ishus, and all it does is that it designates her to this specific brother. And for example, if there were multiple brothers and Shimon does maima with Rachel, then it designates Rachel to Shimon, and none of the other brothers can now do Yibum with Rachel. And the Mishnah ends off that in a chenami, if the Yavama acquires Rachel with the bia, then she becomes his regular wife, and therefore he would now have a regular din of a regular ishish, and the koinis asma b'shtei drachim. And as we learned before, the koinis asma beget with a mises habal. However, the Mishnah continued, the koinis asma b'chalitza with a mises yavam, if the Yavama did not yet do Yibum, and therefore at this point she's still shemeres yavam, and she is asur l'shuk, as the pasuk says, laisiya isha mesa chutz l'ishzar. So at this point, if she wants to go and get married to anyone else, the koinis atzma b'chalitza v'misisei avam, the only way that she'll be able to go and acquire herself and be able to go and marry someone else is only if Shimon or one of Reuven's brothers does chalitza with her, or if the potential yavam dies. And at that point, of course, there would be no mozika, and at that point, Rachel will be mutar l'shuk. And Taisin Dibur Maskel HaYavam Nictus points out that l'chayr, why don't we have a count in the seifa as well, just like we had in the Risha? As in the Risha, we said that isha nictus b'shalosh drachim, koinis atzma b'shtei drachim. Therefore, b'negei yavam, it should also say hayavam nictus b'derech echad v'koinis atzma b'shtei drachim. Ayin tesis that even though whenever there's a count, then it has to be coming to be ma'id something, and ayin tesis that the minyan of the Risha and the minyan of the Sefer will come to be ma'id something, and therefore tesis says v'yishleima de b'chol de milsa in l'shanis minyana, that even though it's coming to be ma'id something, it is still not the derech of the Tana to actually say the loshen of derech echad. That's why the Mishnah did not bring a count b'negei yavama. And finally, before we continue with the Gemara, let's just see the top tesis in the Masechta, Ha'isha Nikdes, and Taisa says, Ha'chatani Behei, over here we say Ha'isha Nikdes, using a Hei Ha'idea, and V'chim Mechama Duklin Gabi Ishva Isha Ktani Behei, Kamal Ya'isha Shalcha, Ha'isha Shalcha Baila, Ha'isha Sins Alma, Ish Mekadish, V'kasha, V'hita Tanan, B'sulun Nisays, at the beginning of Masechta Ksubis, it doesn't say Ha'besulun Nisays, and why do we have a chilip between Ha'isha Nikdes and B'sulun Nisays? Taisa explains, V'yishlema, the Ha'cha Krakai, over here we're going on the Pasuk, Klema, Isha Mavaris B'Pasuk, that this is the Hei Ha'idea, this woman that we already spoke about in the Pasuk, and therefore it's going back on that woman, and that's why we say the word basul is not going on any pasuk, as we don't find the lashon basul used in regard to nesuyin in any place in the Torah. And Taisa continues and asks a few questions on this answer. As we know, the Mishnayos later on the Fyadalid and Dafchav Beis will actually say Eved Ivri, Eved Kanani, and Amavriya, and it doesn't use a heyedia, even though that's going back on the Eved that's spoken about in the Torah. And Ayin and Taisus, we discuss this further. And finally, Taisus says, "Ve'in lochish kol kach shabuchal makom shoyin atana loshen haroyit lo bepeh." That we don't have to concern ourselves every time we look at a word if it says ha'isha or if it doesn't say ha'idia. As this is the derech of the Tana to decide at every time how he wants to write the Mishnah. And Taisus says this is similar to where we find that sometimes the Tana says the ma'isa before the minyan, and sometimes we bring the count before the ma'isa. Like over here, we have the ma'isa before the minyan, as we said besul in this says liyomravi. And then we also have a Mishnah that we'll see on Amud Beis, Esuk Shavu Ilam B'Shalosh Drachim. Mishnah Masechtas Avos also says, V'atayr Nikdes B'mem Ches Dvarim. However, the other places where we have the minyan before the Maisa, as we have Asar Mamaris, or Arlu Yadal, Beit Knesset Chomets L'Oranah, or Zayin Yam, Kain Yam Kippurim, or Shavu Drachim, Beit Knesset Zav, or Begilun Dvarim, Shavu Gita Nashim, L'Shechur Yavadim. And we can't make any diukim based on the fact that Tana decided to say something in one way or another in various Mishnayis. And let us begin on Gemara. Our Mishnah stated Ha'isha Nikdes, that a woman is acquired by her husband. And the Gemara asks, Ma'ishna Hachad Tani Isha Nikdes, why is it in our Mishnah the Mishnah began by saying Ha'isha Nikdes and used the Lashon of Kinyan, Ma'ishna Hasam, and why is it then in the second parak on that Mem Aleph and Aleph, the Tani Ha'ish Bekadesh, that the Mishnah over there says Ha'ish Bekadesh, that the man is Mekadesh's wife, and we use the Lashon Kedushin, and L'chayr, the Lashon Kedushin is a better Lashon to use, as that is really the definition of what is occurring over here, as a man is being Mekadesh's wife, that she's only going to be married to him and no longer be able to have relationship with someone else, and the Lashon of Kinyan is not really a proper Lashon in any case, B'negei Kedushin. And as is Rashi says, "Umayshna hasam perik sheni tana ish mekadesh boyu v'shluchai nisnehacha ish miskadeshes." Over here, the Mishnah should start off and say, "Ish miskadeshes." The Gemara answers, "Mishum the kabayla misne kesef." That since in our Mishnah, one of the three ways that a man could acquire his wife is through kesef, and the Gemara later on will ask, "V'kesef minolan?" How do we know that a man could acquire his wife through kesef? And gama kicha kicha mistei afrin. And based on Xeir Shavah of the words kicha, we learn that the din of kesef from the kicha that says benegayah stay afrin as ksiv hacha, as it says benegayah marriage, ki yikach ishisha, v'ksiv hasam, and when Avram was buying him Aras Machpelah from Ephraim, the Pasuk says, Nasati kesef hasada, kach mimeni, that I've given you the kesef for the sada, take it from me. And therefore, since we see the Lashon Kicha, b'negei Ishas, and b'negei Avram buying the sada, so we learn that just like when Avram bought the sada, he bought it with kesef, therefore Kedushin could also be done through kesef. Maisa, at this point, we still don't know why the Mishnah used the Lashon Ha'ishah Niknis, as L'Chair, it should have used the Lashon of Kicha. The Gemara states, v'kicha ikri kinyin, and we know the Lashon Kicha is called a kinyin. As the Pasuk says, B'negei Avram, Hasada Shakon Avram, that this is the Sada that Avram Avinu originally bought. And the Gemara continues on that Bezam Bez, Inami, or we find a Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Sadas Bakasef Yiknu, that states that these Sadas should be bought through Kesef, and therefore we see the Lashon of Kinyan use B'negei Kesef, and Tanya Isha Niknis, and that's why Artana used the Lashon of Isha Niknis, since we're going to speak about Kesef in our Mishnah. And Taisis at the top of that Bezam Bez is that Lachiria, why did Artana bring two different Psukim and didn't bring another Pasuk that says in the Torah, of Mikasef Miknas? And Taisus says, "Mishum b'bayil l'suya kinyan the sada," because we wanted to bring the lashon kinyan that's relevant to a sada. And Taisus continues and asks that l'chayru, why do we need an inami which brings a pasuk from Yirmiyah if we already brought a pasuk in the Torah of hasada shekon Avram? And generally, when the Gemara brings the inami, it's trying to add on something that we wouldn't have known based on the first teretz. So l'chayru, what is it trying to add on? And Taisus says, "V'yishleim he lek lemedik the iklemeim hasada shekon Avram bechazaka oy b'shtar d'loy k'siv hasada shekon bekesef." That since in that pasuk itself, it doesn't say that Avram bought his sada with kesef, therefore we'd rather have a pasuk that says in Yirmiyah where it says mefirsh sadas b'kesef yiknu, and it tells us that the sadas were actually bought using kesef and use the lashon kinyan with the lashon kesef. And before continuing, let's go back to Taisus on that bezim and alf dibur maskel maishon hachad the tana ishu niknas, where Taisus points out having matzla meimo that the gemara could have answered agav the bayla misli sefer v'koynis atzma the lo shayach chasam lashon kedushin, that lemaisa the sefer would have said v'koynis atzma, and it doesn't make sense to say lashon kedushin when she's acquiring herself, and maybe that's why we use the term Isha Niknis in the Reisha. And as Taisus points out, as we will see in Amud Beis, that the Gemara will actually use this type of a teretz for a different question. And Taisus says, the Gemara did not feel that this was a proper teretz, as the Gemara in the Sefer could have said, instead of a Kohenis Atzma B'Shtei Drachim, it would say, Vinitaris Atzma B'Shtei Drachim. And when discussing breaking of Kedushin, the Lashon Heta is a valid Lashon. How could it be that just based on kesef, therefore the Mishnah said the lashon of kinyan? If l'chayr the Gemara later on will ask, v'tani tata atichada, we change and use a specific lashon based on one item, even though there are two other items where that lashon would not make sense necessarily. L'chayr in our Mishnah we should also said ha'isha miskadeshes, since the lashon kedushin is a better lashon for shtar and bia. And Taisus brings two terutzim, either b'degei shtar and bia, the lashon of kinyan is a valid lashon, and really the Gemara's question was that why is it that there's a change of lashon between our Mishnah and the Mishnah at the beginning of Ish Mekadesh, and why don't we use similar shaynis in both of the Mishnayos? And then Taisus says that Lemaisa, the Lashon Kinyan, is definitely Shaykh Penegeya Kshtar, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Ve'ekach HaSeifa Mikna. And Agamar continues and is that Lemaisa, now that we said in the first parrot the Lashon of Ish Niknis, then Benisne HaOsam Ish Koina, over there also we should use Lashon of Kinyan, and the Mishnah in the second parrot should say HaIsh Koina Boyu Vishluchai, and of course that would be symmetrical. And the Gemara answers, Meikar Tani Lishna Deraisa, that originally we said a Lashon Deraisa, which is Lashon Kinyan, as we just explained, Ulbsev Tani Lishna Drabanan, and then in the second parak we use the Lashon of Drabanan, and the Gemara explains my Lishna Drabanan, and what is the definition of the term Kedushin that Drabanan felt is a proper Lashon for Kedushin? And the Gemara explains the Asla Kulin Hamak Hegdish, because when Reuven is Mekadesh his wife, he's asking her and the rest of the world just like Hegdish. And as Taisus explains, Varea Mekudeshes Li, claim Alias Li, Mekudeshes Lo'ilam, that you should be for me, Mekudeshes forever, Bishvili, Kamoya Rea Mekudeshes L'Shemayim, Li L'Shemayim, that this is Mekudesh to Shemayim, that it'll be for Shemayim and not for anyone else's use. Gemara continues and asks another question on the Lashon and Mishnah, V'nisne hacha ish koina, while it's true we had to use Lashon Kinyan based on the fact that we use Lashon of Kesef in the Mishnah, but l'chayu, instead of saying ish niknas, just like in the second parak we started off ish mekadesh, so over here also we should say ish koina, and of course it's a better Lashon because the person that's actually making the acquisition and actually making this Kinyan is the husband and not the wife. And the Gemara answers, Mishum the kabayla misse seifa, v'koinis atzma v'dida, Taninami Risha B'Dah, that since in the Sefer, the Lashon of Mekoyin's Asbo B'Shtei Drachim is referring to the wife and not to the husband, therefore we'd rather use the Lashon of Kinyan B'Negei the wife in the Risha as well. And that's why the subject of the Mishnah was the woman as well, and we said that Isha Niklis B'Shalosh Drachim, and the Gemara continues, V'Nisne Ish Kaino Umakna, so why didn't the Mishnah say, Ha Ish Kaino B'Shalosh Drachim, and Umakna Isa B'Shtei Drachim, and that'll be Makna his wife in two different ways? And the Gemara answers, Mishun the Ikamisa Baal, the Lab Iukumakni, that since in the Sefer, one of the ways that a woman goes out of the marriage is by the husband dying, where the husband is not doing any act, and he is dying Mimela and Mishamayim the Makni law, and therefore she is acquiring herself through Shemayim and not through her husband, and therefore in the Sefer, it doesn't make sense that the husband is Makna Har to herself, Bishtei Drachim, and therefore the Mishnah had to say in the Sefer, Umakna Asma Bishtei Drachim, and once we had to talk about her in the Sefer, and therefore in the Risha, we also said, Ishaniknis Bishalosh Drachim, and the Gemara continues, V'Yibayisema, or I could give you another teretz, Itana Koina, if we would say the Lashon Koina, Havamina Afilu Bakacha, we would think that a husband can be Koina his wife, even Bakacha, Tana Isha Niklis, and that's why the Mishnah said that the Isha is acquired, the Midaita in, Shaloi Midaita Loi, now although B'negei Gerishim, we know that a get can occur, even Bakacha, however, Kedushin has to be Midaita, and otherwise it's not a valid Kedushin. And Taisa points out, in Diva Maskal, Itana Koina, Havamina Bakacha, that even though later on, in the second parak, we say Ish Mekadish, which is Mashmali Kedusa Bakacha, Zaktaisis, Haina Mishun, the Kfash Min Hacha, the Bakacha Loi, that since we already know from our Mishnah that it can't work Bakachai, therefore the Mishnah later on says the Lashon Ish Mekadesh, and the same applies B'negei Hayavam Niklis that we said in the Sefer of our Mishnah, will occur Yibam is Bakacha, and therefore why not to say Hayavam Koina? Taisa says that since in the Risha we said Isha Niklis, and the subject was the wife, therefore based on symmetry, we continue with the Sefer and we say Hayavam Niklis. Taisa says the Niklis Mashma Midaitu Mashma Bakacha, and Lamaisa, the Lashon Niklis can be used either to refer to someone doing something with their das and with their own kavana, or it could be talking about something doing in Bakacha, and therefore it's a proper lashon in the Sefer, just like it's a proper lashon in the Risha. The Gemara continues, "My ear, you're telling Shalish, listen to Shleisha. Lachayu, why did the Mishnah say Isha Niklis b'Shalish Drachim? Lachayu, we should say Shleisha Drachim, as the lashon Shleisha is lashon Zachar, and as Taisus points out, Pirish Mishum the Chol Tayer Kula b'Lashon Zachar Nemra. Since in the entire Tayer we speak about lashon Zachar and not lashon Akeva, and the Gemara answers, Mishum the Kabbalah Mishnah Derech, that since in the Mishnah we want to use the lashon Derech, v'Derech lashon Akevu, and we find that the lashon of a Derech is the lashon Akeva. Siv, as the pasuk says in Pashas Yisrael, Vaydatim on Sederach Yelchuba, that he'll teach them the Torah and the proper way to travel in. And the Torah says Yelchuba, and therefore we see that Derech is a lashon Akeva, and that's why in the Mishnah we stated Isha Niklis b'Shalosh Drachim. The Gemara is, if you're telling me that the lashon Derech is a lashon Akeva, and that's why we said Shalosh Drachim, so L'Chayir Ve'Lahod Tanya, we know we have a brayse that says B'negei Azav B'Shiva Drachim Beitkin Azav. There are seven different ways that we check out and we investigate the flow of Azav to see if it's Tar or Tami. Nisni Sheva L'Chayir over there. Since the Brisa use a Lashon Drachim, so instead of saying Shiva, which is a Lashon Zachar, we should say B'Sheva Drachim, which would be a Lashon Akeva. The Gemara answers Mishum, the Kabbalah Mistei Derech, the Eshkan Derech, the Ikri Lashon Zachar, that over there also, since the Brisa want to use a Lashon Derech, and we find that the Lashon Derech is a Lashon Zachar as well, Siv, as the Pasuk in Kisavi says, B'Derech Echad Yetzu Alecha, V'Sheva Drachim Yenusu Lefanecha, and we see the Torah use Lashon of Echad and Shiva, which is Lashon Zachar, and therefore we see that the Lashon Derech could refer to a Lashon Zachar, and the Gemara asks, Ihaki we now have a steer in the psukim, as we find in one pasuk the Torah uses derech as a lashon akeva, and we find another pasuk that uses lashon zachar, and we also find a steer in the brayse and the mishnah, because in our mishnah we use the lashon derech, we use the lashon of shalish, which is a lashon akeva, and the brayse b'negei azav and use lashon derech and use lashon of shiva, which is lashon zachar. Gemara answers that in chanami the lashon derech could either mean a lashon zachar or a lashon akeva, and it depends on the context of the pasuk and the context of the brayse. Or the Mishnah, as Kreya Dada Lekashin, there's not a steer between the Psukim, as Hacha the Baterikai, since in the Pasuk and Pashas Yisrael, of Vahidatlan Sederach Yelchaba, it's referring to the Torah, and Baterah Ikri Lashon Akeva, and we know the Torah is referred to in Lashon Akeva, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, in Tehillim, Teres Hashem Timima, Meshivas Nafesh, so we see the Torah is Lashon Akeva, since it says Timima, so Kasav Lab Lashon Akeva, and that's why Benegeir Derech, in that Pasuk, is used in Lashon Akeva, and it says, Vahidatlan Sederach Yelchaba. Well, Hassam, Benegeir the Pasuk and Pashas Kisavai, we use the Lashon of Derech in a Lashon Zachar, as the Pasuk states, B'Derech Echad Yetzu Alecha V'Shiva Drachim Yenusa L'Fanecha. The B'Muchamakai, in that Pasuk, is referring to a war, the Dakashil Ish Lasa Muchama, it's the way of men to make a war, but in Dakashil Ish Lasa Muchama, it's not the Derech of women to wage war and to go to war, Kasla B'Lashon Zachar, and that is why we use the Lashon Derech in a Lashon Zachar. The Gemara continues, Masnisa Adadu Laikashin, and also the Mishnah Nebraisa is not a Stira, as Hachad Gabi Isha Kayik Tani La B'Lashon Akeva, in our Mishnah, we we're talking about a Isha Niknes, and it's referring to Kedushin with a woman, therefore we say Lashon Keva, and that's why we said Isha Niknes B'Shalosh Drachim, Hasan L'Gabi Ishkai, over there with referring to a man, and we're referring to a Zav, the Dakish L'Ishli Badek, V'in Dakish L'Ishli Badek, as it's normal for a man to investigate the source of Hazivas. It's not the Derech of a woman to investigate the source of Hazivas, the Isha Nami B'Inis Mitama, because we know there's a major difference between the Zav of a man and the Zivas of a woman. Has been negated, the Zav of a man is a din that the only time it's mitame is only if it happens through a regular occurrence and not through an oinus. As Rashi brings down, that we actually are investigating b'negei a man if the reason why he had this flow was based on Michael Mishtar, b'chayli b'masa, b'kvitza, umar v'hira, and if we could determine that the reason why this man had this flow was based on one of these things, and as Rashi says, shema machmas echman ra v'onusu, that maybe this man had this discharge based on one of these things, and therefore he was an oinus, and therefore he's tar, as the Torah states, mi b'sarai, and we learn out that it's only when it's zav mi b'sarai me'ilav, and it comes by itself, and in a normal way, v'loy machmas oinus, v'ish b'oinus nami mitama. However, Rashi points out that b'negei a woman, even if she sees dam zivas based on oinus, she's still going to be tamei, can only prepare p'nei skutim, k'shu'ay m'kiyaz of zayiv, dama, hari oinus ama, and therefore we see there's a major chil between a man and a woman. Therefore, as our Gemara continues, tani lashon zacha, that's why in the b'raisa b'negei a man seeing zav and our investigation to see if it's an oinus or not, we use a lashon derech and a lashon zacha because it's only a man that has to investigate. Gemara continues and asks that my time at tani sholish mishum drachim, the only reason that we said a lashon akeva and we use the term of sholish is based on the fact that in the Mishnah we use a lashon of drachim nisnei dvarim v'nisnei shleisha. L'chayu, we should have used the standard term that's brought in the Mishnayis, and we should have used the lashon dvarim, and then we would have said ha'isha niknes b'shleisha dvarim. And the Gemara answers Mishnah kabayi l'misnei bia, that since our Mishnah was going to speak about bia, will be a ikri derech, and we know that bia is called derech. The chsiv, as the pasuk says in Mishnah, v'derech gevah ba'alma kein derech ishim and efes. That is why our Mishnah wanted to use the lashon derech in our Mishnah, and once we said the lashon derech, therefore we said ha'isha niknes b'shalosh drachim, since the lashon derech when speaking about a woman is a lashon akeva, and that's why we use the lashon shalish. And the Gemara continues, hatenach bia. This makes sense for the gay bia, since we have a pasuk of derech gevah ba'alma kein derech ishim and efes. But kesef v'shtar ma'ik l'meima, what we used to say b'negei kesef v'shtar l'chayr over there, the lashon davar will still be a better lashon, and l'chayr the Mishnah should still use the lashon dvarim, and we would have said ha'isha niknes b'shleisha dvarim. And the Gemara answers mishum bia, since b'negei bia the lashon derech makes sense, therefore our Mishnah used the lashon derech even b'negei kesef and shtar. And the Gemara asks v'tani tata atachada, just because b'negei bia the lashon derech makes more sense, would we now use the lashon derech even b'negei kesef and shtar, where the lashon davar makes more sense? And the Gemara answers hanach nami tzarech bia nenu, that even kesef and shtar is a tzarech bia, meaning that of course even when Reuven is giving kesef or shtar to his wife in order to be mekadesha, the ultimate purpose is in order to get married, in order to have nesuyin and to have bia. Therefore, since kesef and shtar really have a connection to the bia, that's why in our Mishnah we use the lashon derech, which is shayach to bia, and that is why our Mishnah said isha niknes b'shalosh drachim. The Gemara continues, be but yisema, or I could give you another teres that the reason why the lashon derech makes sense in our Mishnah even b'degei kesef shtar is because hamani Rab Shimoni, our Mishnah is going like the shita Rab Shimon, the tani Rab Shimon oimer. Rab Shimon says b'pnei ma'am materia, why is the teres says kikach ish isha, that a man will take his wife for like kosov, and it doesn't say kisulakach ishul ish, that a woman will be taken by her husband mitpnei shedakishul ish l'chazal isha vein dakishul isha l'chazal ish. That's normal way of a man to go and seek out his wife, and it's not normal for a woman to go and seek out her husband. And Rab Shimon continues mashal adam, that this is mashal to a person she'avdli aveda, lost an object michayzal mi, who is the one who runs after the aveda, bal aveda mechazal avedasei. Certainly the bal aveda is the one that's going to go and seek out the thing they lost. And as Rashi explains that over here also, b'negei a man and woman, the man lost his tzela as a Kadosh Baruch Hu took his side from him, and he made a woman out of that, and therefore a man always runs after and seeks out his wife, and it's not the opposite. And since it's a derech of a man to do this, therefore the Mishnah said ha'isha niknes b'shalosh drachim, to show this idea of Rab Shimon that's normal way of a man to go and seek out his wife. The Gemara states v'hadat tnam b'zayin drachim beitkin says of, if you're telling me that the standard lashon of the Mishnah is the dvarim, then why is it that in mesecht zavim b'negei the Mishnah b'negei zav it used lashon of zayin drachim beitkin says of, if it was to say b'zayin dvarim beitkin says of and list the dvarim? And the Gemara answers hasam hakam ashbon the daka to mechli yisiri lasula deziva, that's the derech of all these seven things to bring on zivas, and if someone eats a lot of food, then that is a simon that may bring on zivas. Another reason why someone could have zivas and that's considered oinus is if someone drank a lot of water or a lot of liquid beforehand. That is also another reason why zivas would come, and potentially that zivas would be tar. And that's why we have to investigate zivas in seven different different ways, and that is why the Mishnah used a lashon of derech. And Taisin Diva Maskel Kasha Kriya Dadi is that Lachari, why is the astir between the Pesukim, and why is the Gemara so concerned about this? If Lachari, we find many different things in the Torah where it could be used as a lashon zachar, and sometimes it's used as a lashon akeva, and Taisin brings multiple examples. And Taisin Zola for two Tarutsa, Miu, Hecha the Iklashinu Mishninan of a Kri Nami Yeshim Drasha, and Lamaisa, in places where we know that there's a way to explain the difference in lashon, therefore the Gemara will go through and try to explain the lashon. Inami Taisin says, Fishurah Mishnai Shashinu Lashainim, Achri Shnei Psukim, that since we saw that the Mishnais themselves change the lashon based on these psukim, how he writes the lashon bem tam v'dikalayim. Therefore, we wanted to give a reasoning for the psukim, and that's why specifically b'negei the psukim moderach, the Gemara was medakik as to the reasoning why we use the lashon zachar or lashon akeva. And also, Taisus Nivu Maskel Hachad b'Torah Kray b'Torah Ikrid lashon akeva. Taisus Es bem tamim Muhammad Nami Ikrid lashon akeva. We find a pasuk in Shmuel where Muhammad is also used as a lashon akeva. And Taisus Es further v'oyik keich to come a dakish lish last Muhammad v'loy isha hachinami dakish lish lumu Torah v'loy isha. The lachayr b'negei a Torah, it's the standard of a man to learn Torah and not a woman, and therefore lachayr, when referring to the Torah, the pasuk should use a lashon zachar as well. And Taisus answers, then the pasuk in Yisrael that says v'adatlan sederach yelchabar is referring to the Torah itself and not to the people that are learning Torah, and that's why we use a lashon akeva. However, b'negei mechama, we're talking about the people that are going out of mechama, and that's why we use a lashon zachar. And the pasuk in Shmuel, when it says v'tich b'na mechama, it's once again not referring to the people that are going out of mechama, that it's referring to the actual war itself. When we're referring to the battle itself, the Torah could use a lashon akeva. Finally, the Gemara is b'pnei ma'am Torah ki kachesh isha v'loy kasa ki silakach isha l'ish, and Taisus points out that why would the lashon ki silakach isha l'ish be a better lashon pirish mashma b'kacha, because the lashon ki kachesh isha is mashma he could do so b'kacha, and we just learned that of course kedushin cannot be b'kacha, and therefore Rabbi Shimon was bothered that the Torah should use a lashon ki silakach isha l'ish, which is mashma midaita, and we will stop over here.